Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and I want to talk today about the hero's journey, which is really all of our journeys, and was first made famous in 1949 when Joseph Campbell published his theory of the archetypal monomyth, the hero with a thousand faces. Now, there is something that he bases on that really relates to all of us. It was based on many myths, many, many studies about a hero who ventures forth from the world of common day into the region of supernatural wonder. Now, on the hero's journey, many times he falls, he gets destroyed, builds him or herself up, and overcomes the challenges, and then comes back to his original home to describe and be able to live with that story of knowing that he made the journey, accomplished what he wished to accomplish. Now, the thing about this is that so many movies, so many books have been based on the hero's journey. It really describes every challenge and every progression that we make. It's based on the Jungian idea of archetypes. So we see this fascination and love of Star Trek and a lot of other Marvel comic book heroes basically based on the hero's journey. Star Wars, definitely a hero's journey. The Matrix, Wizard of Oz, The Chronicles of Narnia, Lord of the Rings, even Iron Man, Spider-Man. These are based on the hero's journey, right? But what also is related to that same hero's journey is the Bible. And many of the religious leaders that you find in all religions. And in Christianity, there's the hero's journey for sure. There's the hero's journey. The story of Christ is a common legend in literature. And in this case, it can even be compared to some Egyptian myths, Horus, similar to that of Jesus. The idea being that we can understand the unknown, that we can venture out where no man has been before, and we can conquer that and come back and live it. Now, think of this in the terms of Christ in heaven, on earth. Many, many people have that seed, that remembrance, that story. It's in our basic consciousness of knowing that there's more, right? I wrote a poem on this called, it said, "The hero's story is alive in the archetypal symbols we relate to in our life, in comic books and movies that so colorfully describe the superheroes that fight to overcome dark with light. And the masters have brought heaven to earth with ones who showed how that path occurs. Deep within us, the story survives with glimpses of heaven from the other side, there, inside. Heaven's light emerges in so many ways, with its secrets whispered to our soul every day. We remember the hero's journey because it's implanted there within. We relate to the ones who from the source it brings." Now, if we take that idea, if we carry that idea within our own consciousness and we apply it to the expanding idea of consciousness. We must realize that in our spiritual journey, we can bridge the hero's journey with our own journey, and that as we explore outer space, we can explore inner space. And many, including some of the great physicists and spiritual leaders, feel that it's all just an experience. That seeing is creating the optical illusion that is already existing. So somewhere in us, we must remember where this experience came from. Now, if we were to take it to another deeper level, we're all in one moment of one instant of the experience of time. So we have already experienced heaven. In the cycle of existence and the spinning of that wheel, we have gone through the circle of life and death and back again and over many, many times. So we are familiar with this journey, this spiritual journey. And at the same time, we already have it. But the thing that's interesting in the stories is that once you have realized that Bodhisattva is one that does not have to experience again, it's already gone through all the circles of life and death, but decides to come back to help save the world. The same is true in Christianity. But in that particular cycle, Christ came back to earth. There are many that felt he had lived other times. He came back to try to help set an example of how you can live with heaven on earth, how you can have that expanded Christ consciousness while living here on earth. And he even says this, all these things you may do and even more, we can experience that highest form of consciousness. We can explore just as they have in Star Trek episodes, Star Wars. We can experience that force and that energy that journeys within. And by journeying within, we can expand our consciousness to be one with that source of light that is all light, that unifies us all in all religions and all states of minds and all forms of consciousness from the highest. So the thing is living that. And believing it and accepting it. One of the biggest stumbling blocks to living with that expanded consciousness is not believing we are worthy. And that's why in Christianity, of course, there's the forgiveness, which is so important, because if we think we're not worthy, many times we think there's things in ourselves possibly that need to be forgiven to be able to accept that we can indeed do what we have been shown we can do. So here's the thing. This comes with believing. It comes with accepting. It comes with forgiving. It comes with practice. Now, the question is, how long do you want to take? I mean, there's infinity. You know, this could be going on for a while. You have to understand this. Could take a while if you're not ready. It's fine. That's just fine. Don't worry. Be happy. It's all there. Do you believe that? Well, let's just imagine it, okay? There's a lot of magic in the word imagine. So let's just allow ourselves to breathe here. And to get comfortable, shut out anything that's wandering outside and any distractions, and just take some wonderful breaths and feel the goodness of each breath, breathing deeply in and pausing and breathing out and letting go and letting go and journeying deeply within on this hero's journey within. Breathing deeply, feeling your body extending a protective light 6 feet up, 6 feet below, 6 feet on either side, in front and behind you, and you're surrounded with a wonderful armor of protective light. Believe it. And feel that energy all around you and feel good. Feel like a hero. Go within your heart and journey deep within. Experience all the light. Experience an expansion of your consciousness. Expand your consciousness to go beyond the little mind to a higher mind, to the soul, and allow that spirit to guide you as you journey through the cosmic awareness of cosmic consciousness. Pause and just be in this space without space, this time without time, beyond the beyond. Breathing in the magic of this moment. Just existing in this experience. Nothing to do. Nothing to be. Just pure existence. Feel the energy of this existence. Feel how when you go within, you can experience the outer space, the cosmos, the universe, the stars. And as you experience more and more inside, you're allowing yourself to be able to bring that energy into your daily, every day, every moment activity. The hero's journey is a journey within that takes you throughout all time and space. For heaven is right there in your mind, with the light of every single atom, the light that is so very bright right now. Be that light. Breathe in that light and allow that light to come into every single cell of your body, your mind, and allow that light to ignite your heart flame with love and experience that love that is unconditional right there within you. That love that is the force behind all creation is present right now. Allow it to heal anything that you need healed in you. Let it fill all of your very body, your heart, your emotions. And know that you can tap into this love and this light at any time you wish to. At any time you choose to be the light and love of God, you are experiencing the hero's journey in your life. Be grateful for this great gift. Accept it, believe it, become it. And now we're going to slowly come back from a meditation. And if anything comes to you, any ideas, any thoughts, anything that bridged your inner consciousness to your outer consciousness, your higher consciousness to your inner consciousness, take a moment to write it down, to be aware. I thank you for being brave, for believing that you are the hero within. Allow it to guide you in your life always with light and love. Thank you.